and Office of Tourism, Placid Refining, and Breaking Pipe and Steel.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing.
When the sun comes
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain.
Bring on the
stop
rain.
Your sighing,
stop your
sighing. Won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling.
Keep on smiling,
keep on smiling,
and the world will smile.
Sitting in here on a lovely rainy day. I heard when the rain hit the ground, it was sizzling. That's how I cooled off everything. But it was awful yesterday. But we're doing better now. But I have to say, this is not natural heat. I don't care what anybody says. Not natural heat. And then we got a governor, needless to say, he's a Democrat. But I'm a recovering Democrat, so I could say whatever I want. Because we got free speech here. So they want to put windmills out in the Gulf. I mean, what kind of sense is that? Well, you see, when government does crazy things, you can't rationalize it. You know, you just got to go, oh, Lord, no. But a lot of people are standing up and having a say about everything, and they have every right to not want to go along with anything that's not right. And what? Go ahead, James.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, the Gulf has thousands and thousands of oil platforms that aren't being used anymore. I mean, how hard could it be to put a windmill out on those platforms that are already there?
How the hell with the windmills? We need the oil. We need the oil.
I agree, but I'm just saying that a lot of those are tapped out, so they don't use them
anymore. That's true, James. That's a good idea, James. You're correct.
I mean, it's better than sticking them right off the shore where it ruins the scenery.
It's ruining the dolphins. And then they want to do a study on dolphins. It's killing the dolphins. It's killing the birds. And look what
You know, if all those birds were covered with oil that are killed by windmills, environmental nut jobs would be losing their minds. But because it's done by a windmill, they don't care.
Right. Well, all bald eagles either. Anybody that bald eagles, they had a big, huge, actually, the Eagles had a village going out in St. Bernard Parish. It's like, it's on the other side of Jackson Barracks. And the little area right past Jackson Barracks is called Araby. And then further down, you know, past what, say, Norton, you know, by Carolyn Park starts Chalmette. And the area like Araby goes all the way to the river, and it has houses there that look like the houses in the quarter and the Faubourg Marin right along the river because steamboat captains live along the river. So some of the area, it looks like the quarter and stuff like that, the old part especially. And so in the process, I have that note where I wanted to bring up about DeSalvo having a parade on Good Friday, but he just got access to the airwaves. He wasn't having a parade on Friday. But that was sort of a flashlight in my mind. So
Did this rain that you just got, did it help with those wildfires you had down there? I heard Jesus. I was reading about that a few days ago.
It was horrible. It was horrible, those fires that right along the Texas-Louisiana line. Remember Odell, John Odell from Convention of the States, he talked about the windmills that if the governor was going to have windmills for energy, why not put them along the air current, you know, like higher up in the state? So those are things, a lot of like a rocket scientist was involved with the Convention of States and people of different backgrounds, oil and stuff like that. And so those meetings will be interesting to go to in our area. Do you have that in your area, Convention of the States, James? I know what you're...
Yeah, I'm sure there's a chapter around here somewhere. I've never tried to contact them. But as far as I understand, they've got something going in every state.
Yes, but I think that you should go check out to see what they're doing, because even if we disagree with how we don't want... They have it wide open that they could add any, not them, but the procedure to add anything they want to the Constitution. You know, we got to have fail safes, especially with the way these Marxists have, you know, sneaked up on us. But they were always there. You just didn't recognize them, you know, because they were hiding behind the color of their skin. And
one thing that people ought to do, and you know, is go look up the 45 goals of communism. You can Google it or Bing it or whichever search engine you like. But I mean, this is a legitimate list that was read before Congress in 1963. And right. You know, some of the things are out of date and whatnot because they've been completed for so long. But there are probably about 30 things on that list of 45 that you'll see in everyday life right here in America now. Right. So, I mean, we're talking completed, you know?
Right. Well, you know, next week, let's talk about some of those and
sure.
Identify some things where that's communism. Because what I did... when they immediately started this wear the mask and 6 feet apart, and I used to walk around like, you know, have a little grocery basket, and I would just go to a store about a mile away, you know, and just do my own thing instead of asking somebody to drive me to the store. It's like crazy. So anyway, when I went there, after they had said we had to wear a mask, I see like this plastic on the ground, and you know, like you follow the footprints, and I'm looking, and I'm thinking, this is too soon for all this crap to be on the ground. This is a planned event. I'm thinking this to myself, and then I walk in, and they got plexiglass. They had plexiglass all over the place, the bank everywhere. Say, hey, find out who's got stock in plexiglass, and then we'll get the idea of how they're paying off some of their minions. Oh, you make money with the plexiglass. You're not going to get a piece of the vaccines. We'll give you some of the plexiglass money.
You know that there was insider trading done on that.
Right, so I'm standing there in the store, and then you're 6 feet away, and everybody looks, you know, like you can't tell. I knew there's going to be a bunch of robberies with everybody wearing masks. And so I was standing there looking at everybody, and some people would look around. Some people wanted to head their heads down, and I couldn't take it, you know, because that was too dehumanized, and none of those masks save anything. So what I did, I started yelling in the store because I'm 72 years old, so I got gray hair, silver hair, so sometimes I can get away with some things, you know, acting like a crazy old lady in public. I mean, I've seen other people do it, but anyway, so what I did, you can laugh, Jack. That's okay.
Funny.
Right. And so what I did, I stood in the store and yelled, hey, does anybody know what communism is? And they all looking at me, it's, you know, saying curse words. And I said, because if you don't, this is it. That's why they took it out the schools. And, hey, that was good for the store. Later on, they said, man, thank you, God, you came in, Miss Barbara. We were, like, freaking out because this is too weird for us. And this is wild. And they want us to go back into it. So I started.
Oh, yeah. They're already talking about upcoming lockdowns.
Right. So I, at the end of when we finish up the show, I'm going to put something on our WGSO webpage. We got about a minute right here. And when I'm going to do, I found these things early in the morning, and it's a lady that's a nurse, and she's exposing some things. And then this other lady from Maui. And she's a indigenous. I lived there, was born there, and all, so that y'all could see some things that are going on. And I just hope that they aren't scrubbed by the time y'all see them. But I picked up on them at 4:30 this morning. So we're going to take a little break. We'll be back. You're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover, the Empress of Badness. We got James Neighbors with Overpasses for America, and we have Jack as our producer. Thank you, Jack.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a non-profit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
The Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience presents NOLA Funk Fest, October 20th through the 22nd at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. This festival includes 3 days of our local beloved music, food, art, and fun, plus a special Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew exhibit. The festival will feature Irma Thomas, Leo Nocentelli, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, and so much more. For tickets and more information, go to NOLAFunkFest.com.
I need just a little more Jesus.
I need just a little more Jesus.
So, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover, the Empress of Badness for real, with the Beat Exchange, and James Neighbors from Overpasses for America out there in Oklahoma. And we have Jackie Gumbo here with us. Josh is up in New York. So he'll
be there. I'm sorry.
No, well, I don't know. We're having a good time here, especially now that it's rained. Have y'all ever gone into a civil litigation courtroom where people had guns? You ever hear that? Never.
They have like metal detectors and stop people if they have firearms.
People coming in the courtroom as a litigant with guns.
Well, I would guess that some sheriff's deputy, and those are usually the ones that are, you know, checking people out and coming into court buildings,
didn't
do their job.
No, they let Landmark come in the courtroom with bodyguards. Well, it was one bodyguard. And everybody's standing outside in the hallway. This is one of U2's producers. Standing outside in the hallway, and they couldn't believe the crowd that showed up to watch this trial. They had a 4-day trial that lasted 20 minutes because they had a previously deposed fact witness, Bernard Charbonnet, posing as defense co-counsel without lawful authority. So, but that's how Mr. Whitman practices law, and he pays for judgments to be written a certain way that never occurred in a courtroom or in litigation, but that's how he practices law, and everybody goes along with it because the money's good. That's why you can't get transcripts. So back it up that I didn't know how to get through the political matters down in civil court when it's racketeering, and y'all know enough about racketeering because you take donations from the people I'm talking about. That's a lot of nonprofit organizations why they can't fully represent the people, because you get donations from the people I'm talking about. So cool out before I start naming you. So anyway, because that's nothing. Just don't step on it. And so anyway, I mean, I'm telling you, I'm the Empress of Badness. I mean, I don't know what y'all don't understand.
Well, you know, I mean, we just have an epidemic of a lack of integrity and this old-fashioned notion called honor.
No, Joe.
Where you do the right thing, not because anybody's going to catch you, right, but because it's the wrong thing to do.
Right.
And you're not going to taint yourself.
Exactly.
By being, you know, doing wrong things.
Right.
I mean,
James got a background in criminal justice and correction system. Now, last week I heard that a candidate for Governor Wagesback had a threat. He was threatened by someone saying they represented the Landry campaign, wanted him to drop out the race because they had somebody that would spend $1 million, a donor, to trash him, discredit him. Said the best thing to do is drop out the race. Well, in March, I got threatened. I had to take a little break. And so it's like who you report these threats to. When the state attorney general responds to this threat, he really responds like a candidate. He doesn't respond like a state AG. Well, that's where you would go if you have a state election and somebody's being threatened. It's not politics, it's racketeering. And you need to step up to the plate. It don't matter that you got two different legs on two different positions. This is what everybody's upset about, where they think that if anybody runs for one position, they should let loose of the other position before they start running, because their job is at stake. They're not paying attention. I mean, So
well, and they're all compromised now.
Right.
I mean, everybody in our judicial system is, we need a clean sweep.
Right. And, that's why I was saying young people. Younger.
Well, but we've got to be careful with them. Like, I mean, make them take, like, the MMPI Personality Index test to make sure we're not putting crazy people in there. Just replace. I'm not kidding.
I mean, really. Hey, I know with Fetterman and that madman Obama talking about Fetterman and Joe Biden. But you see, in New Orleans, we have the jungle primary. Now, I heard from other people that that some people were disturbed about some things I've been saying on the air. Well, yeah, you put have a weapon in my face and telling me how things are going to be, and I sit through it. I could say anything I want, and I could identify the people who I told it to that did nothing, even though we had medical records to prove it. So anyway, and this is what I'm trying to build solutions to this. We could have had it 6 months after I was on the air, but we got a governor that wanted to not deal with unconstitutional policing because he needed their votes. So we'll see you in a little bit. We're going to be right back. You're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with The Beat Exchange, James Neighbors. Overpasses for America and Jackie Gumbo is our producer.
Get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill, using all fresh meats from the butcher cellar. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette, 504-279-6590.
Do you have ghosts in your house? Well, I do. Hi, it's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party, 7 days, 7 nights? Join us, BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
You'll never get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill, using all fresh meats from the butcher cellar. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette, 504-279-6590.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m., only on WGSO 990 AM.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Tika Fox. The largest wildfire ever recorded in the history of the state of Louisiana continues to burn in Beauregard Parish. Jeff Palermo has an update.
Beauregard Sheriff Mark Herford says it's been over a week since the Tiger Island wildfire started consuming thousands of acres.
Nobody in our state has had to address a fire like this.
And there's no end in sight despite resources coming in from outside of Louisiana.
I don't really see us being able to completely have the situation in hand until we get some good long rain. We need rain.
The fires in Beauregard have destroyed over 50,000 acres and several homes. I'm Jeff Palermo.
And State Ag and Forestry Commissioner Mike Strain says they believe arson is the cause of multiple wildfires that devastated the area near Union Hill in southwest Repeats Parish. And 41-year-old Ryan Miller of Independence was cited for criminal negligence for starting a trash fire that burned more than 170 acres near Amead. LRN.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. for our eighth season of Breakfast with the Bayou Bengals live from the Silver Slipper Casino in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi.
Say my wings are scorched. Not a doubt.
I love that song.
Yeah, this is a new one I found, Erica Campbell. The song is fantastic. The music is great.
Who Erica is Campbell, singing that?
Erica Campbell. A Little More Jesus.
She's got a great voice.
Yeah. And James just hit a baptism in Oklahoma. Huh, James?
Yep, sure did. Just, about a month ago now.
Right. So we're going to put James' information, how you can get in touch with him if you want to get up on the overpasses and do your thing on street corners, and also you can discuss with James' neighbors his Christian side of life. So, as he's dedicated, that's what that means, and he thinks that.
Yeah. I don't ever, when I set my mind to doing something, Barbara, I never do it halfway. I either completely blow it off, or it's full blast.
Right, I hear that. I know that one, full blast. Oh, I want to make a note. The times that I was discussing things on the air about insurance scams at CDC that I found out about, they were under Jim Brown. Not this insurance commissioner, under Jim Brown. So y'all are stupid to pretend that I was throwing shade at this present insurance commissioner. I was not. You liars and you frauds. So thanks
they
for getting in
get
the way of something
right.
Simple that could have been handled for everybody, like the help with insurance rates, why they're so high, because dirty attorneys staged slammer accidents to make money. And it involved dirty police because they would tell their coordinators to stage it when certain police officers were on duty. And this is why the NOPD cannot recruit this decent police officers with experience. And as far as things been going in the state of Louisiana, in the city of New Orleans, and now we got the governor wanting to let out all the murderers like they did for the first COVID scam-demic, then y'all might as well get Antoinette Franks to be police chief for all the good it's doing y'all. Antoinette Franks is serving death row. For killing a partner and trying to kill a whole family of people that she worked for at a police detail. And NOPD was so corrupt at that time. They overlooked her driving around with this guy that she had arrested, and he's in a cop car with her doing her thing. Yeah, well,
wow.
The Morales, they gave their mother a SUV to drive around on it on the expressway. They'd be reporting, you know, this happening and who it was. Nothing. And then he turned around and the people videotaped it, where she's using a blue light to get through traffic. She's a New Orleans City Council person, and that's what she's got use of a NOPD SUV and the blue light to get through traffic, and wasn't driving good to get through traffic, just wanted everybody to get out of the way because she's late for a meeting. This is the
Man,
type
I
of politics
like
we
that.
Have. Now her husband wants to come back and be Secretary of State, and he comes in the gate saying everything's fine with the voter rolls. Coming
oh,
in the gate.
Grief.
Yes, he's 80 years old. He was retired from being clerk of criminal court when he had evidence disappearing. Are we not supposed to remember that?
There needs to be like a lifetime term limit for anybody to be involved in any level of politics. I mean, like, you know, 20 years tops, like any other job, right? 20
as soon
years
as they,
out.
No, as soon as they shut it corrupt, get, you know, ejection
button.
Well,
that button. Should be the standard, of course.
You know, that's
I'm
like disgusting.
Trying to think of a default where we'd be able to just say, well, too bad, bye. We couldn't get you in prison, but bye, you know.
and Dale Atkins was a clerk of court during this time, you know, of civil district court doing these insurance scams, and Judge Terry Love and Judge Ramsey setting up racketeering cookie jars, that there was no way that she should accept any money, Dale Atkins, to put in that state court registry. And when judges tried to straighten it up on the Fourth Circuit, they got beat up in the Fourth Circuit lounge. So get your facts straight about what I'm doing, because I'm exposing things that affects everybody, not just me. I can talk about it because it happened to me. You get it? Don't be so weak, gentlemen. So anyway,
Well, I mean, it really is weakness that's got us into this problem because, you know, everybody runs around thinking, well, judge not lest ye be judged. And, you know, that's generally some good advice to follow. But sometimes you got to put the hammer down when people are being naughty.
Exactly.
And, you know, you just have to for the sake of civilization. But the reason that we don't is because, well, I mean, people have much, their lines in the sand aren't as absolute as what they
were. Well, let me tell
you
something. If you're morally bankrupt, that's where the corruption comes in. Because you everybody has a right to honest services. If you don't have any rights, that's what I get when Daniel Lanois can pay to have fake charges filed on me so they could use it to drop the civil litigation. Have an open warrant for my arrest.
Don't get more upset about all this, Barbara, is because the average person needs to have better integrity themselves and need to be able to say, wow, I would never, ever do those corrupt things,
exactly,
even if it did get me rich.
That's right.
Unfortunately, we've got too many people that are going, well, as long as I could get away with it.
One of the commissions were helping us about getting the 911 calls from like the gang stalking incident in the 3rd District with Tara Clark, the selected responding officer to 911 calls when they setting up gang stalking, gang assaults. Yeah, Tara Clark's still on the force because everybody at Public Integrity was so corrupt, concerned about double dipping and embezzlement. That's what that's about. Oh, but let's don't get into that. I mean, you know, because one of the lawyers involved was a judge, and then it put him ad hoc back on the bench. And what happens? A scandal where some people lost their pension because the money they took out their paycheck when he was chief judge, Bigelow, didn't go to where it was supposed to go, which was in escrow. But nobody wants to help those court employees in criminal court.
It seems like there ought to be if the government at the time, the governor and the House and the Senate, weren't corrupt, they would have said, well, okay, you got screwed out of your money, but we can fix that, and we're going to pass this bond and take some tax money out of this little frivolous thing we were going to do and put it into your retirement fund, so you won't end up doing without after all.
You see?
You know, what an idea. Actually see government, you know, one, recognize they made the mistake or, right, you know, there was some criminal activity going on, but two, fixing it. And sometimes to fix things, you got to do without.
Exactly.
You know, and that's just, yeah, I don't know. I feel sorry for those people that worked all that time and then only to have their pensions just blow away like a fart in the wind.
Well, some people got paid and others didn't, and it made them jump through hoops. And then when they get into court, they say a time limit. There is no time limit on fraud and bank theft.
Well,
none. I don't care what you say.
The governor could have stepped in and then called on the state House and Senate to do something right about these state employees, but they didn't.
I think the state court reporters ought to check in, sign in with the chief judge office, and so they write down who they are the stenographer for in each courtroom, wherever they're going to be that day. Because that's some other games are happening.
And I mean, maybe all those people that happened to need to quit just go even bothering with anybody else. And
it was so crooked doing my deal
until he gives in. You know,
he's going to be out.
Governor's side.
He's going to be out. This is end of his term. But we could have had if I wouldn't have trusted certain people to maintain my 6 months of. My first 6 months of the radio show while I'm dealing with busted disc in my neck and back, we might have had a different governor. Because I could have shown right along with the whistleblower that we were going to have on the air that they went after. So you wouldn't find out what the DOJ was doing with town hall meetings. I didn't have the information. I wanted them to announce it. And so that's when I think you had your Operation James. They had nobody on the show because that was the games. You know, and I'm not afraid of you. You know, people, if this is the games that you want to play with people, then I'm going to call you out later. But I'm going to get my business straight first of what you jeopardized. We go on a break in a minute, and we see you in a little bit on the other side of the break. Listen to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
We'll never get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill, using all fresh meats from the butcher cell. Fourth generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette, 504-279-6590.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a non-profit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
Do you have ghosts in your house? Well, I do. Hi, it's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party 7 days, 7 nights? Join us, BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me
Souls Jewelry. Souls Jewelry is located at 8700 West Judge Perez Drive in the mall in Chalmette, Louisiana. Souls Jewelry. Also for custom design jewelry. 504-276-1009.
In other words, baby, kiss me.
Jesus.
Evidence that they're not bringing up in Georgia, and they're doing this. He's been charged. Fannie Willis is the daughter of a Black Panther. There's more political stuff behind this than what's obvious. it wouldn't be able to bring these charges against anybody. You should have brought them against Obama and Biden. So you got an illegitimate administration in that Obama's for Obama to have a third term, so that all their bribes and influence peddling, and exactly what you're seeing now, they can evade prosecution. And the reason why is because they were all involved in it, getting kicked back and bribes and stuff through their sons. And it came out today that John Kerry might be involved in it. We knew this before the 2020 presidential election, but Bill Barr, the USAG, and Christopher Wray, the FBI director, they knew about it almost 2 years before the presidential election. So the count on the harvested votes that don't have any verification on a 2,000 mules is, this is the number of votes that estimated that were delivered to drop boxes. In Georgia alone, 92,000. Arizona, 207,000. Wisconsin, 33,000. Michigan, 220,000. And Pennsylvania, 209,000. Now, that's not counting the Trump votes flipped to Biden. That's not counting that the secretaries of state did not correct that vote count, because that came from a cybercrime that they got notice of before they skipped a few procedures before they counted the electoral votes, because the count was wrong. They knew it because Pelosi's chief of staff works for Dominion. Dominion voting system. Yeah, so they knew all about the inaccurate vote counts in which states were reclaiming their votes for President Trump that they said was mistakenly given to Biden. Now, when they pulled the rigging scheme in Georgia, because they did, I don't care what y'all say, y'all got to be kidding us. We watched it. You got an illegitimate President Biden, a pedophile. You saw this for 8 years. And molest his own daughter.
Put him in there again.
Yeah.
You know, and they vote. Here's the deal, though. They did it because everybody that voted for Biden, they did it knowing that Obama was actually going to be the one running the show.
There you go. See, another man.
I mean, that's really what it is. That's right. They knew that Biden was too senile to do it.
Right.
But that's why Susan Rice jumped right on in, and all of those old Obama people on his old administration.
And they all came
right
back to work. He said,
sure, because they're just Biden. Obama's three blocks down the street.
Right. See, y'all, James in Oklahoma, he knows that. Now they have this one thing that you need to look. I forget the guy's name, but look for this on YouTube. It's called Be Open to Larger Picture. Be Open to Larger Picture. Maybe y'all can, you know, kind of open your minds up, you know, when you're so settled in on, oh, we got your head. There's a racial holiday for me. Oh, look what she did. No, I got a phone call from the thugs themselves. Wanted me to be quiet. That's when I went full throttle on the internet. And anybody could have checked out what I said was true. Nobody calls me up on the phone, a probation officer, and calls me up on the phone and tells me to hurry up and come to court. And 9 days earlier, I got beat up. They held me. Six people. Yeah, they look like housewives. They're nasty, dirty thugs. They defraud people of money. They were involved in counterfeiting. And they were getting away with it for so long that Josie Martellaro Penasiera worked for my Uncle Tony at the beef room. and she made the mistake of taking a hunk of the counterfeit money and sticking it in the bank bag going to the bank with the restaurant's money. Took out the good money and put in the counterfeit money, and the bank caught it. So we almost lost everything that we owned with that one. But, oh, who was the attorney? Oh, wait. Let's see. Buddy went to prison over it. You could check with the Secret Service. And he was the printer of the money. When that money started floating around St. Bernard, after they didn't arrest them for using a phony ID in my name to drain bank accounts and safe deposit box, I called up Barmy and Sheriff Pullman and said, I might know where the money's coming from, the counterfeit money. You know, because it was given out at all the stores in St. Bernard. Now, it never happened before, but it was silver. It was the old bills. So I knew my cousin Santa sat on the old bills all these years. 30 years, Santa, 40 years. Big wig with the Catholic Church. And have dad call my mother up to threaten her. She don't do what she's telling her to do. Watch what happens to me. But they had an insurance policy in my name with my brother's wife as beneficiary, so why not go for it, right? Never dreamed somebody get on there and start blowing up your whole game, which I had told y'all I was going to do, because this goes on in every state. Targeting the elderly and medically vulnerable is the biggest racket in the legal industry nationwide. So I don't see what y'all don't understand about it. But look, I love everybody. I don't care if everybody doesn't love me. Just stay out of the way of what I'm doing so we can be successful for the people you do love. So, see, James, thank you for sitting in. See you same. See you same time next week. And you too, Jackie Gumbo.
Thank you kindly, Ms. Barbara.
Until then.
Yeah, we'll see you guys soon. Bye, love.
See what they can do. Walk on gilded splinter with the cane of the Zulu. Dang, I'm at a con. Walk on gilded splinter.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033.